Hello, chimp fans, and welcome to episode 33 of the Shaved Chimpanzee Podcast, June 21st, 2009. First day of summer. I have Robert French here with us after a couple of false starts. Jay-Z is in the house as well, the tardy one. And it's either the first day of summer today, yesterday, or tomorrow. What do you got to say?
Who gives a shit?
I think it's important, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Don't you like for the solstice, you wake up at the crack of dawn and then you go to bed when it gets dark? It's the longest day of the year.
Yeah. No, I don't care. I wake up, it's already bright, bright sunlight here.
What time'd you get up today there, Robert?
The sun comes up at like 4 here.
Eh, not that early, but
and
close.
And it goes down at somewhere like, 2:30 in the morning.
Josh, were you planning to join us at some point? Or
this is the wrong city to live in to keep track of seasons.
That's right.
To say.
I don't think that's true. You think that's true?
Absolutely.
So you're telling me there's no difference between summer and fall here, or summer and winter?
Yeah.
There's three seasons.
Yes.
There's hot.
Don't say hot, hotter, and hottest.
No.
You're fired.
Really hot and monsoon.
Hot, really hot, and monsoon. And when you say monsoon, you mean ex-WWF wrestler Gorilla Monsoon? No. Is that not who you're talking about?
Wasn't he the announcer?
He did become an announcer, but he started out as a wrestler, a wrestler.
In the 60s
or something?
I used to be a wrestling guy back when I was a kid.
Really?
11, 12, 13, 14, about that. 26, 27, 28.
Did you keep sharp objects in your trunks, too?
No, I did not.
Really?
You liked The Wrestler the movie, though, correct?
Yeah.
I did see that. I saw that on Tuesday.
So what's your opinion? Did he die at the end? Or?
Well, I think he did. It's really not important, though, is it?
Well, if they were to make a sequel, it would be very important.
If they were to make a sequel, I would not be interested. It's more the fact that he did it than what happens from him doing it, correct?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't think so?
I need to know that he died.
Why?
Yeah, so I can mourn and get it over with.
Isn't it enough to know that he was willing to die?
Now I'll never know.
Are you going to talk at some point, or are you still just admiring your new shoes?
He was willing to give up that hot stripper ass to
Who's
go
that?
Wrestle.
Yeah.
I think that Josh has really changed. If you chart his metamorphosis for all of his, what is this for you? Third, fourth, what is this appearance?
Oh, I have no idea.
Are you tracking it?
No,
not tracking.
This is probably five or six.
It's my third or fourth.
It's Bob's 33rd. Well, yeah, we're still counting three, but we shouldn't because it died. Was it three? That it was probably three. We're coming up on a year now.
Really?
Yes.
Seems like 10.
Does not seem
it
like 10.
It fucking does. Yeah.
So you going to tell us about your shoes, or Josh has
they're just new
shoes that
man.
They still have pieces of the box on them. That's how new they are.
I
smell like a Chinese child.
Yeah. Do those have lead?
Cambodia.
Really?
They have lead?
Do they have lead?
Yes.
Yeah,
lead. I don't think
so. From the Pacific Rim.
It's a good question. I'll have to check with Dr. New Balance. No, I haven't bought a new pair of shoes in about 7 years, so.
That's not altogether true. You bought those Skechers you've been talking about.
Sneakers. I haven't bought new sneakers in 7 years.
But now you have new sneakers. Did you buy two? Did you go to Famous Footwear and buy one, get one for half off?
No, I got these actually at the New Balance outlet store.
Where's that?
Just across from Chandler Mall.
Hmm. You know, they saw Michael Jackson was spotted at Kmart because boys' pants were half off. That's such a terrible joke. It's good though. No?
Well, it's good because it's true.
It is good. New Balance. What else they got there?
At New Balance?
Did you get your lady? You got her
New
something?
Balance
some wedding
store.
Shoes?
You know, they've got socks and other kinds of shoes and shirts and all kinds of apparel.
Yes, sir.
Is Josh wearing your wedding ring?
He might be. You know what? Here's the deal.
Let me see.
Remember when we were at the...
Oh, you do have a...
Yeah, remember when we were at the other building?
Is it the same?
No, I married Josh.
Well, I don't care about
that. The nicest thing about him is he let me break the glass that was wrapped in a napkin.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
What's that called? Is there a name for that?
It's a good question. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Are you doing that?
The stepping on the glass?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
You're going to be doing that, huh?
There's some kind of you know, meaning to it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably I'll ask the super Jews when I see him later on.
Just
today.
To remind the listener, Josh will be getting married when? October?
October.
Of this year?
Of this year.
In a temple. Will you be required to take classes leading up to that?
No.
You won't?
No.
Well, it's going to be fairly religious, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but the ceremony itself is actually really short.
Okay. At any point, will someone in a sing-songy way say Baruch Atah?
Probably.
Okay. What does that mean?
Praise the Lord.
Does it? Sweet.
I know.
Actually, it just means praise the.
Praise the?
Because Baruch Atah Adonai is where the Lord.
Okay,
comes.
The Lord. It seems like a lot just to say the Lord. Adutai?
Praise the Lord.
Adutai? Is that what you said?
Adonai.
Adonai. Okay. That's good.
I know if it's push me kudits. Push me kudits.
What's that?
I think it's suck my cock or something like
in
that.
In what? Hebrew?
No.
Yiddish?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
No.
I know. Just
Russian
kidding.
Or?
Simmer down. I know it's not the same thing. They're all very special.
Maybe it's Russian.
Were you able to get some new sneakers for your girl too at the New Balance outlet, or did you go alone? Did you go stag?
She gets her own sneakers, and you know, they tend to multiply a little faster than mine do.
Now, when you get married, will you be buying sneakers together as a couple? Will she no longer be required to be responsible for her own sneaker purchases?
I'm just going to tail around with you, and you know, when you get a new pair, that's when.
I buy too many sneakers. I have a bit of a sneaker addiction.
Generally, when you get married, you start to do more and more alone.
You think?
Oh, sure.
Not me. I do a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I argue with my wife. I fight with my wife. Never do those things by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I wring my hands with my wife. I wring my wife's neck.
As the years tick away, you don't even care enough to fight any longer.
He's just numb inside. So he's, we don't know what's happened today. By the way, for the listener, we're recording on Father's Day, and Bob is wearing a shirt that reads World's Greatest Dad.
Yeah.
And which his kids gave him several years ago. It doesn't really fit very well, but he's wearing it proudly. What will they be doing? They'll be taking you out today.
I won't be going out today.
No barbecue or even anything like that?
Not that I'm aware, no. And, you know, they're not big on surprises, so.
Will they even come over to the house? Is there plans for that?
Yeah, probably not.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You just plan it up, or are they coming over?
No, I don't know of anyone coming over.
No?
No.
Well, your daughter lives there, though.
Yeah.
So
well,
she'll likely be there.
She's there, like, 60% of the time. 70%, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you still having trouble hearing yourself?
Yeah, I don't hear myself at all.
I should probably try to turn you up.
Turn me up.
I like Justin's t-shirt. It's the...
What's that?
It says, I'm with stupid, and there's an arrow pointing up.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That's a good one. Did you come up with that yourself? I didn't know you'd be preparing material. So the big move happened at work. Now we're splintered. All of us are splintered.
Oh,
what's going
yeah.
on there without me? Anything.
Ah, man. It's.
Are you coping?
It's quiet. It's quiet. It's weird to look across the hall and see a dark room.
A chasm.
It's
a chasm in happiness.
It's a cave. And there's no nonsense coming from the back of the room either.
Yeah,
there's always so much noise and...
Yeah, they didn't even know I was there.
Well, you would come in the front door, wouldn't you? Or would you slide
in
the
back? I
always
went in and out of the back door.
Okay.
Always.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
So anyway, but you guys are abusing that conference room now, presumably?
I haven't even been in the...
Well, it's only been a week.
Yeah.
So...
Has it only been a week?
It really has only been a week.
Oh, it seems like
a
month.
You should notice, though, because your commute's cut down considerably, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I used a quarter of a tank of gas all week.
That's good. That's very good. I usually have to get gas once every 2 weeks.
Yeah?
Unless something is out of the norm. Oh, you know, I took my car in to get the oil changed.
Yeah, and your
last week,
your tire pressure monitoring system thing.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't looked at that, but I think it's fixed.
Yeah,
I haven't looked at it. What was I going to say? they gave me the car back, and you know the skirt or whatever it is. What's that body panel that runs parallel below the doors?
That's the rocker panel.
The rocker panel. Mm-hmm. And on my car, it's extra. It's not like a regular Impreza.
Yeah.
It's
right.
It's more to make it look like, you know, more elaborate, I suppose.
Yeah.
That was like two pieces of that were popped out. I don't know how that happened. So
well, if when they put that on the lift, they might have done that with the lift.
Yeah. How hard is that to pop back in?
Was it damaged?
No, it wasn't damaged, but I was like, you know, he had already turned the car over to me, and I said,
There may be, it depends whether the clips are broken or not.
No, he put it right back in, and it's in, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I did notice, and I think this may be the case ever since I bought the car, that was on the passenger side, right near the back.
Yeah.
On the driver's side, there's one that is out, but it's not one on the end, so it doesn't look super obvious. But I can actually, now that I know about this thing, I can see that it's disengaged.
Well, you can probably just pop it in yourself.
Well, can we have your son take care of it?
Yeah.
Can we send him over after?
Yeah, he'll come over.
After the barbecue?
He'll come flying right down here. Yeah.
Maybe some Mormons popped that thing out while you were hanging out in Mesa this week.
You know what? We did go to that Mesa Theater at the Bass Pro Shop, which we're told does. You know what I'm talking about?
The dinner theater?
No. We went to see Up. Mary's Loth's nephew was in town for a whole week.
Oh wow!
So
older,
I was playing
younger?
Dead. He's 12. So there was a lot of time spent in
sticky,
the bathroom with the water
tissue.
Running.
Yeah,
doing you know. What
seven showers a day.
And, lots of that. But, so we went, he wanted to see Up, you know, that Pixar, the latest, with Ed Asner.
3D?
No, I was told by a coworker that 3D didn't really make too much sense. There was only like two or three instances where she felt that it enhanced the movie. So I said, because of the start time, I said, let's just go to the one that's not 3D. And so we went there, but I've been told by usual guest on the show, Scott Voorhees, that the Mormon Church did not okay the building of that entire complex, so they do not go to that theater ever.
So is there anyone there?
It's nowhere near as busy as one would think that it would
be. Wow.
Now,
so we were there at
Why would that influence anyone? I don't understand that.
Well, Mesa is full of Mormons.
Why does the church have to okay a retail facility?
Oh, as a bond proposal? Well, whatever it was. The Mormon church is not okay with it since Mesa is rot with Mormons. It's in the middle of Mormon country, and they didn't okay the building of it, so most of the Mormons aren't going to go there.
Yeah, they didn't okay it at all.
Because they're gonna do whatever the... whatever the church tells them.
Whatever the church tells them.
Really?
The fuck's with him now?
Why didn't they just
put trying to make it up to me now. That
a magic underwear store out front.
No, they're not doing that. No. And it's, oh, Christ. Did you know that Toby Keith has a restaurant chain?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And there's one of them right across the street from the Bass Pro Shop.
It's called I Love This Bar or something.
No,
like that.
I thought it was I Hate Mexicans and Blacks or...
Yeah,
actually,
it's
something
same
like that.
I thought it was called I Beat My Wife.
Yeah, well, it was called all of those. That's what the specials menu is called.
Oh, okay.
But they have... And it looks so shitty. Like, the sign on the front of it, it's so makeshift. Like, we walked past this place... And we figured out that it was a restaurant, but we were too close to it to see the big sign and stuff like that. So we thought, well, that's obviously some sort of hopping place, but we don't know what it is. So then we went into the Bass Pro Shop, which I wouldn't give you a squirt of piss for. We were trying to kill a little time. Wouldn't give you a squirt of piss for. They've got all these dead animals mounted in there. You ever been in a Bass Pro Shop?
Yeah, I've been in that one, actually.
And I think we ended up in the knife section. And you want to see some real interesting people, walking around in the knife section of the Bass Pro Shop in Mesa.
Do they have one like this ever?
Yeah. And so anyways, then when we left, we walked along the other side of the street, and then I had no idea that that place existed. I had no idea.
He's
dabbling in restaurants.
I actually saw that on the news.
When it opened?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, it was every Republican person that I know of was in there.
Your wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
She Did she go?
Yeah, she went over there.
Did she have a Toby Keith shirt?
Yeah.
Get out of my country if you don't like it or whatever it's called.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm sure there's not a single Jew that has an interest in Bass Pro Shops.
You don't think so?
No.
It's not like it's a pork store or something. There are Jews that hunt. You don't think so?
Not really, no. Not many.
Isn't Ted Nugent Jewish?
I hope not.
Well, what's with the hair and the beard and the payas? Doesn't he have payas? He's got the big sideburns?
I don't think so.
No, I think you're right. We watched, you know, the guy that did Super Size Me?
Right.
Did you see that?
Yes.
It's a good movie. Did you like that?
Yeah, no.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Did you
see it? No, I didn't see it. No.
Oh.
Super Jaime was fun, too.
It's very good. Yeah, Doug Benson. And he did another one called Where in the World is Osama Bin Laden? And that was actually pretty good, too. And very interactive. He kind of did it like a video game. And, you know, he would go to a different country and it would like a menu would pop out and then it would toggle over and it would be like Pakistan. Doot, and then it would zoom in and stuff. It's kind of cool how he did that. And it's kind of interesting. You might want to watch it. But he was in. He went to the whole Israel and all that with Lebanon and stuff like that and the West Bank and these old Orthodox Jews wanted to kick his ass because all he was doing was asking questions. That's all he was doing. And then some guy got all up in his face, this old guy, the big beard and the sideburns, screaming at him right in his face. And one of the cops had to, like, the guy shoved him, literally shoved him, this old man. And he's like, hey, I'm just trying to ask questions here. And then the cop had to grab this old man and escort him out. But they're serious there. Real serious.
It's a hardcore place.
What kind of questions?
Just
what did he say to piss off the old guy?
Well, he was asking him about the West Bank and stuff like that. And, you know, do you think you should be here and
Gaza
all that
Strip.
Stuff. So, yeah, the Gaza. Gaza's what, like 5 miles wide, 2 miles wide, something like that?
It's very, very small.
You've been over there, right?
No.
I thought you'd been to Israel.
No. A lot of other people have been to Israel, but not myself.
Can you put that more pointing to your face, your mouth?
How do you like that?
That's good.
Okay.
You haven't been there?
No.
Why did I think you had?
Jeez. Yeah, and I haven't been there either.
No, neither have I. But, okay, I thought you had been there.
I'm kind of waiting for shit to die down in a couple hundred years.
Yeah, exactly. A couple thousand more like it. Are you going to be, that's not where you're honeymooning?
No, that's going to be the islands of Hawaii.
You're going to Hawaii?
I'm going to honeymoon in Palestine.
Well, that's Lebanon, basically. Well, and Israel. But Palestine doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Palestine, Texas. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wonder how that place got its name.
Isn't that where Ted Nugent lives to make the go full circle?
Pretty much.
How about,
he lives in Palestine,
how about
Michigan.
Baghdad? You could go there.
Pardon me?
Baghdad? Baghdad, Arizona?
Yeah, up north. I've been there.
Well, the whole state's kind of like that. So you're going to Hawaii?
Yes.
Is that something that is that a gift? Is that something you guys are expected to pay for? How does that work?
Got a timeshare from my dad.
Bob.
And
how's he doing? Is he out of the hospital?
He's out of the hospital now, yeah.
What did he have? A diverticulitis? What did he have?
He had
guy just ended up in the hospital out of the blue.
He had a bacterial infection in his spleen.
Does that sound familiar to you?
He had a blood clot that
something going
got
around?
Stuck in his spleen and
Jeez.
Was causing some kind of swelling and infection.
So did they have to remove the spleen?
No.
What does a spleen do, Bob?
I think it's kind of just storage.
Storage for what?
Blood.
You don't have to have a spleen, though, right?
No, but I understand that without it, you're...
Compromises the immune system?
Yeah, yeah.
It helps to kill the red blood cells that are older and, you know, not performing as well.
And this happened after you got back from there, so you couldn't easily turn around and go back to make sure he was okay.
No, this was last week.
Right. And you were there, what, 3 weeks ago?
I was, yeah. It was a while ago.
When your sister graduated?
It was about a month ago.
Okay. So, but he's out now? Is he convalescing? Is he back to work?
He'll probably go back to work just because he feels like he has to, but he probably should take about a week off.
Right.
And let himself rest and just chill for a little bit. But
not going to happen.
No.
And he's a croupier at an Indian casino?
He handles the paella and...
The paella?
Peyote, actually, of the Indian
Everything
casino.
Everything pee-related he handles.
And he's going to handle some stinky poi on his honeymoon.
Oh, and in Hawaii. Where are you going? You going all around, or...?
We have a couple days in Maui, and then the rest of it is at that timeshare in Kona on the Big Island.
Oh, Kona's on the Big Island? Okay. Are you going to go to Mauna Loa then, or is it Mauna Kea?
Fucking delicious coffee in Kona.
Really?
It would be coffee and pineapples.
Is it Mauna Kea? It's the largest mountain in the world if you factor in from
it's
below
the
sea all
underwater.
The way to the top.
Yeah.
Is it Mauna Kea or Mauna Loa? I think it's Mauna Kea. You don't know.
I don't know.
Are you going?
I haven't done any research on it yet, though.
Or is it going to be one big trapeze in the bedroom the whole time?
Building up to that point.
Are you going to make babies when you're there?
I'm probably going to... I'll have to put a poster of you on the ceiling first, but that'll be...
Why do you need to do that? That's not...
It gives me enthusiasm and support.
You know what it gives me? Pause. That's what it gives me.
Just a picture, a poster of Justin with a thumbs up.
We don't use names. We don't use names on the show. What else was I going to ask you about this Hawaii trip? Let's see. You going to go to the Doyle plant or whatever it is? Del Monte?
Del Monte Dole?
Dole?
I don't know.
Did I say Doyle?
Yeah. Christ.
Okay, so you're going to go to the Dole plant?
I have no idea what we're going to do there. I know there's a mountain or a volcano that we can go see.
Well, that would be Mauna Kea.
That'd be Mauna Kea?
Well, it is a volcano.
I guess
volcano.
It's one of the largest active volcanoes or something like
something
that.
Something like that. They don't like the Howleys there, so you better watch out.
I don't know. Supposedly, they were worried that one of the volcanoes was spewing out nonsense like you.
Again, he really prepared for this show. That's great.
Lots of smoke, and they were worried some of the towns that were right by the volcano were going to be...
Earth farts.
Yeah, covered in ash. And
well, that's the thing. Time and again, it's been proven that you can't build houses at the bottom of a volcano, particularly when it's active. Pompeii. Krakatoa. Montserrat. Any of this makes sense to you?
I'm napping,
Robert,
with my eyes open.
Are you happy with the headphones?
It's wonderful.
Can you still hear?
I can hear everything except myself.
Okay, and I was going to ask you another question.
Pompeii
was
really interesting, though. Everyone was just kind of frozen in time.
Pretty much.
Turned into ash.
And Pompeii was what? Mount Vesuvius? I've seen Mount Vesuvius. That's in Sicily, correct? Or southern Italy?
It's just Italy.
Okay. Well, then isn't there one in Sicily?
It's right by Naples.
That's southern Italy. That's about as southern as you can get. All right. So I wanted to... Did you want to tell us anything about your family? I wanted to talk about his ring. One thing about his ring, I'll get through it really fast, is he was in the shitter at our old building, and he took it off, unbeknownst to anybody. Well, people in my area thought it was my ring because I had recently gotten married, and my ring is silver and black and titanium. Is yours also titanium, or are you tungsten?
Tungsten.
You're tungsten, which is why yours doesn't have any nicks out of it. Mine is titanium, and it's got plenty nicks because I work out with it and stuff like that. So, and I use it as a cock ring. But...
it'd be much too large for your cock ring.
My what?
For your cock ring.
You didn't say cock. Yeah, I think you said cock ring.
No, I don't know. You could probably put
my boss emails me out of the blue. I was working from home one day, emails me out of the blue asking me where I bought my ring. And I said, I'm not sure. You know, my wife bought it somewhere. We found it on Amazon, but it's a dealer through Amazon. He keeps sending me questions about this ring.
To prompt he's you like, to look for your ring.
Right. I don't know that. At that time, I'm like, because he's like, well, my wife and I are thinking of buying each other new rings. Can you find out where? So I find out where, and I tell him. He's like, oh, okay, thanks. And then I'm like, yeah, he didn't seem all that thankful. And I actually had to do a little legwork on this thing. Turns out the next day, he's like, no, I'm not buying a ring. Somebody lost a ring in the bathroom. We thought it was yours, and that's it. So his joke went about as far as my ridiculous, crappy story. So anyways, turned out it was Josh's ring.
So I have to ask.
What?
Why did you remove the ring in the bathroom?
Wash my hands.
Does it make you feel less guilty masturbating without your wedding ring?
Just like slide right off my hand.
Really?
Is it too big for you?
Yeah.
No, it fits. I just have a knuckle that was broken.
Maybe you should have bought it at Gap Kids if it's too large. So I think what he does is we know him as a very honorable person. I think he is trepidatious about masturbating while wearing it.
That's probably true.
Is it a...
It's not comfortable because I'm a lefty.
Yeah. Is that an engagement ring? What do we classify that as?
The man-gagement ring?
Is that a...
That's my word. I made that
man-gagement? That's all Greg Barron stuff. You don't wear rings at all anymore. What's with you? You used to wear a class ring.
Yeah. Well, it shrunk.
It did?
Yes.
What, are your hands swelling up?
Yeah.
Is that something we need to look into?
I'm probably near death, actually.
How's your blood sugar?
Well, it's
you
good.
All right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a byproduct?
No, I'm probably in renal failure or something. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I actually got the second ring. I got two rings.
Right.
Because I knew I would eventually lose one.
Are they exactly the same?
No, they're not exactly the same. But I said, you know what? It's just a matter of time before one of them is lost in a bathroom, a shower, a sink. It's going to happen.
Well, then you just... That's the end of it? That's the end of it?
What? And then I would have another ring.
No, I can't even talk. That's the it of it. I just said, is that the it of it?
Yeah.
But that's going to be the end of that ring then. You won't replace it. You'll just go with the other one, or you're going to have to go and buy a backup for the next one.
I actually have the catalog of the maker of this ring and the other ring.
Right.
So I might have an opportunity to buy a second ring.
Oh, that's where I wanted to go.
A backup for the
backup. Hate to interrupt you. So about this making babies in Hawaii. When you guys are going to have children, I suppose?
Eventually.
You're not planning on adopting?
No.
You'd rather continue to be part of the problem instead of part of the solution?
Well, if I were adopting, I would know that I have the possibility of picking up one of your children, and I really don't want to do that.
You could do a lot worse. Anyways.
A little mongoloid kid. Oh, we don't want this one.
Hey, let's...
Oh, call them mongoloids. Call them retards.
You've been on the show before. We know that your family's got a certain level of crazy. We know that your future Loth's family has a certain level of crazy.
Boy.
So you could certainly do a lot worse than one of my children. But so you're probably going to have kids, and then does that mean your Loth stops selling Bibles door to door?
No. She'll probably continue to do that on a...
Even with a baby? Would she take the baby kind of a sympathy type thing?
No.
Homeless people with dogs?
What'll probably happen is she'll probably work specifically by referral and appointment.
Right.
Kind of like she does now, but now she'll, in between her appointments, she'll cold call. But she'll only work appointment.
She's a Gideon, right?
A Gideon.
Oh, boy. Okay, so let's do URL or not a URL, and then I got this audio I got to play for you guys. URL or not a URL.
We use this internet for communication.
URL or not a URL.
Not a big trust. It's a series of tubes to expand the whole concept of communication.
URL or not a URL.
It's a series of tubes, not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
URL or not a
URL. Dead air.
That's fine. I'm just going to edit it out anyways.
Okay.
Are we ready for this?
Let's go.
You plan? Well, you better hurry. How's the loath is coming so she can play? How's the tood? The tood that was in full effect earlier? Has it died down a little bit?
Tood.
Yeah. Okay. The loath was up at 10 to 4 this morning and then proceeded to run 14 miles.
Wow.
She's got a bit of a problem. Okay, you're disqualified from the first one. www.poopdoc.com. Site or not a site?
Poop doc?
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't think so.
Josh says no.
Yeah, no.
Bob says no. It's a site.
No.
In fact, there is a billboard for it. I saw it last night on the way home from dinner. There's a billboard for it at Washington and 44th Street, right before you get on 153 by the airport.
Poop doc.
Poopdoc.com, and it reads, let's see, it's your number one choice for your number two problem. But it's not a full-time. No. We're going to get to that. But it's not a full-time billboard. It's one of those billboards that flips.
Yeah.
So they obviously didn't pay the freight for the whole billboard 24/7. But, yeah, it's right. If you're heading south on 44th Street, right before you get on 153, it's to your left.
Now, did you look that up out of necessity?
No, I looked it up because I'm fucking running out of ideas for this segment. So, and it's the one except for Bob's obstinance, it's the one constant on this show.
Did the loath have something lodged in your rectal region?
She did. She did.
And you need a proctologist?
The cock ring. She
that sucker out.
Yeah, she got drunk one night and put it in the wrong place.
Fusilli Jerry or something like
she
that?
She slid it onto my prostate.
Puts it on the strap on to
but there's
maintain
a,
the rubber erection.
There's a testimonials link to the page, but they're all written and they're terrible. They've got spelling errors. It's terrible. But I wanted to read the funniest one. My daughter, who is 2 years old, has had an extreme constipation problem since she was born. It caused many sleepless nights for me seeing her scream and cry as she tried to poop.
Jesus
sometimes
Christ.
Making her little bottom even bleed.
Stop going to the McDonald's drive-thru. Give the little kid some
exactly.
fucking fruit and vegetables.
Exactly. The doctors had, oh, this is terribly written. The doctors had me try everything such as laxatives, laxative cookies, different fibers, oil in her bottom, to mention a few. Nothing worked. Nothing underlined.
Oil in her bottom is kind of hot.
Yeah. Especially since she was like 2. Then our prayers were answered when a family friend told us about Poop Doc. Within 24 hours, my daughter was pooping regularly with no pain. Is that the dog? Did he just cry?
Yeah, he scratched himself in the ear.
Get out. Okay. We're trying to do a segment here, Oreo, for God's sakes.
I'm pretty sure that... Josh put his finger where the Oreo didn't want it. You know Oreo's a male, right?
That adds to it. Okay. Within 24 hours, my daughter was pooping regularly with no pain or strain.
Nice.
There we get an exclamation
nice.
Mark. She was a whole different child. Another exclamation mark. Before, she wouldn't go for days, and now she is so proud when she says, "Look, Mommy," as she points to her poo-poo, and there was no pain in her face, only a smile from a very happy child. I cannot thank you enough. Our family thanks you. Karen, Mesa, Arizona. I read a few of these things because there's a pretty voluminous list. A lot of these people are from Mesa, which is very weird.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of drive-thrus in Mesa.
Well, do you think it's a... Uh-huh. Do you think it's a... Do you think it's a thing in the water or what?
Well, there are religious folks that go to drive-thrus.
You think?
Yeah,
not everybody in Mesa.
That explains enough to me.
So, anyways, poopdoc.com for all your regular needs.
Hmm.
Okay.
So, what is the solution?
It's like your Dr. Natura, but this doesn't give you cramps. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, when you're trying, your two-year-old trying to pass, you know, many months of McNuggets, for fuck's sake, you know, you're going to get a cramp when you're trying to
probably
get off that football.
Probably. We ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's go.
Josh is scowling for some reason.
Usually that stuff should make you continue to go, not cramp up. And
what's that?
It just seems like, you know, Mickey D's and the fast food and the
proteins,
grease.
All proteins and fat.
Would just lube the walls and...
Maybe initially, but if that's all you're eating without any...
yeah, it's not good.
Without fruits and vegetables, you know, it's like...
I had 3 double cheese sliders and rings for dinner last night.
Very nice. Did you climb off that load yet?
I think so. Really? Yeah, I think so. It's fine. I'm very regular. I have no need for a poopdoc.com.
I'm shitting right now.
www.littlebrownfuckmachines.com.
Little brown fuck machines. Well, that's just kind of funny that they have to be little and brown. You know, it could be just fuckmachines.com.
Apparently the GIs who stop in or are stationed in the Philippines call the young Philippine ladies like the
little brown fuck machines.
Yeah, they call them little brown
fuck
machines.
Yeah, I hope that's a site.
I would think that would be a site too.
I hope
it
is.
Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun to put something together for that.
What do you think? The Loth thinks it's a portal. When all else fails, portal. It's a site. It's taken. There's nothing on it. The singular is also taken because I typed one into search engine and the other into GoDaddy. So both Little Brown Fuck Machine and Little Brown Fuck Machines is taken.
Yeah, that's too bad. I was looking forward to that.
It's only a matter of time. Check back regularly.
Okay.
And if regularly is not possible, then talk to poopdoc.com.
Now, here's a good question. Okay. If you were the content provider...
Yes.
Or littlebrownfuckmachines.com.
Right.
What would you want to have on that site? What would you be promoting?
It would be little Philippine ladies.
Any of any nationality with
but they got to be brown. They can't be your yellow Asians.
I think Oompa Loompas would fit in well.
I don't want any of them yellow ones.
Well, it in order to be a little brown folk,
well, how
machine,
about,
you got to be brown.
Hispanic folks, that would be.
I don't know.
South America?
Yeah, there you go.
You get your maybe
Central
a
America?
Sister site.
What about Central America?
It's all the same
shit. That's
like
brown.
To me.
Peruvians.
It's all one big unstable government.
Yeah.
With
some very
short leaders and mustaches.
Very attractive women, though, sometimes.
So anyways, if I may.
You may.
Yeah, little brown fuck machines. So it would be like a Pacific Rim type of thing.
You said rim.
Next one, www.oldvag.com.
Oh, boy.
O-L-D-V-A-G.
As enthusiastic as
I
was. I
think I threw up in my mouth thinking about that one.
As enthusiastic as I was about the last one, I have to hope that this is not a site.
Bob says no.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of weird people into old vagina.
Old vag. The JJ, as they call it.
I think there's something out there for the old vag.
Mary?
Sparse
it's
hair
not a site. I also looked at octogenarianvag.com. That's also not taken.
Thank you.
So if you'd like it, that's out there. No saber-tooth tiger yet, which we've contributed to Urban Dictionary and is actually out there.
Why don't you, you should get the site.
I don't want it. I don't want old vag. Fourth one.
Saber-tooth tiger.
Oh, saber-tooth tiger. Fourth one, www.showmeonthedoll.com.
Shit. No.
That's you're going to
say no? Yeah.
I don't think
that's
so
funny
either.
Shit. Oh, that's good. Oh, no. Because, you know, there has to be a connection to children there. So I have to say no.
What do you think?
I don't think so either. It's pretty, it's getting into some weird shit.
What do you think it would be a portal for? For doll sites? You know, it could be for sex dolls. Show me on the doll.
Yeah.
But you think of the whole thing with
the
kids, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. And when I was doing this, I mean. And well, you know, I thought, wow, that's a sentence that almost everyone will know what it means. That somebody could actually create a site from. So that's why I looked it up. The site is taken. There's nothing there. What it does is it redirects you to... There's actually a band called called Show Me on the Doll. It redirects to their MySpace page.
MySpace.com/showmeonthedoll
Yeah. And they are, what they say is their music is the soundtrack to your invasive sexual encounters of the forced kind.
Very nice. Yeah, real nice.
They're a death metal slash grindcore band out of Austin. And some of the tracks available on their MySpace page are Raging Piss Boner.
I want the CD right now.
Not All Love is Beautiful. And Meatus Operandi.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. It doesn't even sound like music. It's really, what did you mention earlier? Sepultura? Is that Sepultura? What you mentioned? It's really, really hard, and then the singing is not even singing. It's just, the microphone is right in your mouth,
yeah,
and the guy's just yelling into the mic. It's not music at all.
Yeah.
Do you have some of that for us?
No, I'm not playing that. Right. I don't really want to give them too much...
Piss Boner is a good, that's good.
Too much publicity because I don't agree with what they stand for. But, you know, this segment has a certain amount of integrity. So if I type something out, I have to follow it through.
Yeah.
But that's it for them. I think when you read something like that, they're the soundtrack for invasive sexual encounters of the forced kind. That's pretty terrible. So anyways, don't check them out. Last one in honor of Father's Day is www.daddytouchedme.com.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Not even going to talk. No.
Josh?
I think there's something out there for that.
It could. It doesn't necessarily have to be. It doesn't have to be a pedophile site. It could be like an 18-year-old girl, her dad touched her. It doesn't have to be children. It doesn't always have to go back to children.
Yeah, still, no, I don't want to hear about it.
Josh is saying it's...
I'm sure most of the girls that are in porn have had some kind of...
Probably.
Daddy touched me.
Yeah, probably. What are you saying? The Loth is saying that she hopes not, and it's not a sight. So everybody's lucky and happy.
Very nice.
And we can now conclude the segment. But happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Yeah. Daddy touched me.
So, yeah, that
show
would be terrible.
Show me on the doll. You kept a consistent theme throughout this one.
Well, I should have gone Daddy Touch Me and then Show Me on the Doll after that, but I wanted to finish it with the daddy thing.
Did you find any variations of Daddy Touch Me, Neck Tom?
I looked for dadtouchme.com. That didn't have anything. There was no site for that either.
You didn't try, Father. You didn't go through all the different variations.
Father fingered
no,
me.
I didn't look for that. But the sad thing is when you type these things into GoDaddy, and they're available, a page pops up which reads, so for this one it read, congratulations, www.daddytouchme.com is available, and there's an exclamation mark, so they're very excited to help you with that.
Wow. Well, yeah, good for them.
Because all it does is just take the name
right,
and
plug
and
it
drop
in.
It in.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, that's really not something you want to see. So that's it for that. What we'll do is we'll play this. There's this new thing that we've heard about called a comfort wipe. So I'm hoping that this, if we play this, it'll come through. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. And hopefully you can glean what it is from the from the audio. See, it's going to start here.
For 100 years, we've been scrunching and folding toilet paper.
Barely.
Finally, there's a better way. Comfort wipe. The sanitary paper extension arm and holder. The first improvement to toilet paper as we know it since the 1880s.
Uh-huh. You
it extends
it, Josh?
Your reach a full 18 inches while it follows the contours of your body and comfortably cleans.
It's like
as
a wand
easy
to
use as a shower brush. Just pop on the toilet tissue and when
you have
through,
to be a
just
big
press
person
the release button and
like
the
this.
Tissue
well,
drops
yeah.
It's coming up.
The toilet.
There's a
Think
testimony.
About it. Toilet paper is really archaic and disgusting. The Comfort Wipe is a modern solution. That's right.
I thought
never
it,
touch
said,
another
come
dirty
wipe.
Toilet tissue.
Being a big guy certainly has its advantages and its disadvantages. This is a great product.
It's embarrassing
because I can't reach my asshole anymore.
Yeah,
matters.
I have to wash myself.
The Comfort Wipe
right
allows you to
stick.
Maintain your dignity while you maintain your personal hygiene.
That's
comfort
the old Yenta I
the
love.
Sanitary paper
allows you to maintain your dignity.
The first improvement to toilet paper as we know it since the 1880s. It extends your reach a full 18
John Wayne
inches
toilet
while
paper
it follows
in
the contours of your body and comfortably cleans. So if you or someone you love suffers from the loss of range of motion, or if you're
and
someone
there,
who
the
just
lady
want
when
to
it
touch
was like for people,
paper,
she was holding her shoulder going,
just get a comfort wipe.
Like,
order
can't
now
even reach
we'll
back
send you
to wipe her
wipe
ass.
For just
yeah.
$19.99.
Very
plus,
sad. Very
we'll
sad
send
commentary.
You the get a
are you going to cry?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why would
it's
I cry?
It's the assist handle that installs.
You did get a little misty there
when
we were talking about. I think we're done with this.
You get it all.
So we're
going to
close that. All right, goodbye, comfort wipe.
That's horrible. A shit stick.
Well, it's like that one. There was a magazine. No, not a magazine. A catalog that someone brought to work about 6 months ago, maybe a year. Bob would read it every time he came over to my area.
They were, yeah, I was it Lily and Vernon or something?
Like that. Basically, everything that they sold was marketed towards people who had let themselves go.
Yeah.
So that they could continue to let themselves go. There was extenders for brassieres in there. There were just...
all kind of reach 'em kind of things.
Yeah, and, yeah. And this is going to end up in there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What really makes you kind of wonder is not the people who are in that 300 to 400 pound range. It's when you've gone past 500 pounds, you know?
Yeah, that's a magic number, that 500-pound number.
And it's like, what happens between 500 pounds and 1,000 to where you're thinking to yourself, maybe I should do something about my lifestyle?
You get so immobile at that point that I think the pounds just, you know, you hear people talk about being on a diet and then the pounds just melt away. When you get to be 500 pounds, you become so immobile that the pounds just, because... I mean,
well, I think when someone hits that 500-pound mark, they should celebrate by giving them a gun.
But they're, I mean, you know a lot about this. They're, I'm imagining their hormones and their entire internal system gets so fucked up and becomes so ineffective that they just start packing on the pounds and their blood sugar's gone sky high. And
imagine having to be the nurse that has to, like, wipe between the folds,
yeah,
of the side,
yeah, that's
skin
pleasant.
And
do you have any patients that are in that
no,
that area?
No, my folks are all working and mobile.
Not was, in great shape, but not that
right.
big.
There was a day in the hospital that we had to take care of folks like that.
Is there any? Would it be possible for, because you, a lot of your patients are non-compliant and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As a carrot, so to speak, that's probably a good choice of words in this case because you don't want it to be a piece of cake or something. As a carrot, if they go 2 weeks taking their meds, not smoking, not drinking the sugar sodas, that you would get them a comfort wipe.
Yeah, no.
You could buy bulk and you might get the company to buy into them.
No, that just promotes what they're what you're trying to avoid.
True. But toilet paper is so disgusting, though.
Yeah, but what about you? What about the you put the skid on the end of this fucking stick and you start scraping it across your ass? What do you do with the shit you get all over the stick itself?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't know. And then
I mean,
somebody else asked,
sanitary?
Where does it get stored?
Yeah, where does that come with a handy hanger that's next to the shitter?
Even so, you're going to have shit right by your face.
Exactly.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think that
I'm thinking those should be. That's a single use item.
What do you?
Well, you
it's
know,
$20. I hope it's not single use, and it's all plastic, which will never break down. So,
I kind of enjoy the European way of cleaning
the bidet.
The bidet.
I think
it's
that's
quite refreshing,
and it's very clean. I mean, it works. It just works.
Now the difference.
What do you
though,
what do you do though? What do you, because the bidet, it'll clean the area, but
yeah,
then what do you do after that? Do you dry
well,
off?
You can pat it dry, sure.
Pat it dry with what?
What's
toilet paper is going to fall apart, and you're going to have those little buds all
well,
over.
Well, that's
your
the
ass.
Thing is, there's no toilet paper. It's like a linen cloth.
Ooh, and then you got to get into washing that.
Yeah, you just, you know, like, how you, the old guys used to carry a handkerchief in their pocket? You just carry an ass wiper cloth in your pocket.
Now,
put it
this,
in a Ziploc bag.
Is this one of those towels on the big roll that's just one towel and you yank it down?
It's a waffle towel.
So you've got to
with satin
kind of
on the end.
Lift your leg up on the wall and kind of back into it or something. Is it one of those?
Yeah.
I always found those towels to be the least
they're horrible.
Hygienic thing in the world, and you don't see them anymore at all.
No, they're long gone. Well,
thank
then because they required maintenance. I mean, it's just so much easier to be disposable.
Who would ever buy into that, though? Why would you ever buy into that? You know what I'm talking about, John?
Those things. The
towel on the wall.
Yeah.
You pull it down, you've got more towel.
But it's all
these,
one
these
piece.
These kind were circular. It was like a roll.
It's like a 10-foot towel total.
Oh, it's very long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a roll, and it went down and came out through the bottom of a machine and then went back up, started on another roll. So when you pull it, it would rotate. The dirty part would go up and rotate, and the clean part would
But they'd never change it out, so you pull one and continues to be dirty.
Well, no.
Well, no, because that goes into a different place.
Right,
but I think you would pull, and then eventually it would stop pulling because it had run out.
Right, eventually it pulls through and then goes back up in.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't.
And then they had to launder those. And,
yeah.
And how do you launder something that's, 75 feet long?
And it's going back up the other end, so there's the potential for the in
to
get
come
shit
in contact
on it.
With the out. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, especially if you've got somebody that's, not good. Well,
no.
Wait a minute. I think we're getting off track here because at that point it was only to dry your hands, right?
Yeah.
Right. So this is just a
towel.
But
how many people would just...
A cloth towel.
Wipe their ass
on.
So a bidet. I don't know.
Bidet.
I
would love
a bidet.
There's
a little bar of soap so you can, wash yourself. So you're fully clean.
It's a bar of soap?
I don't know if it's bar. I think it was bar. I think we just used the bar at this place.
So it was sitting there as a bar other people have used?
A super soaker. A super soaker with a little perfumed, tepid water. It's a great thing.
Where were you using a bidet?
Spain.
España. And you and your future loath were both using the same bar of soap?
I don't even know if she used the bidet.
On the poop shoot?
I know she used it elsewhere.
She used the...
On the vag.
What, for the pee?
Yeah.
For the stimulation, probably.
Oh. How far up in the air does this? I never thought I'd want to use a bidet.
It's not very far.
Really?
I don't know.
It's actually quite soothing.
Baby wipes.
Oh, I think that would be wonderful.
I like baby wipes. Baby wipes are the way to go.
So you tap dry with a baby wipe after you're done.
Okay, that's an interesting question. So if you use a baby wipe, is that the end of the deal then? The baby wipe is done? Or do you also run a paper towel or toilet paper through there to dry everything off?
Personally, I stop at the baby wipe.
You do?
I do.
But I think you might get some... Because
they're lotiony and they have aloe and they've got a little...
Should aloe go on that part of the body?
Yeah, aloe's fine. You can eat aloe.
Anus?
Yeah, but we get this, of course, ours has to be organic, and...
Yeah, it's got cactus fucking
thorns
in the shit.
In the master bath, I don't know what it is about that room that's different than the guest bathroom, but in the master bath, I actually looked in the baby wipe container at some point, and there was mildew everywhere inside of there.
What in the fuck?
Probably because it's organic stuff. It's all this...
It's organic with just some moisture.
Right, and there's But I don't know why it's that specific bathroom, because we use the same baby wipes in the guest bathroom, and we don't have any of that trouble. So I don't know what the deal is. But, yeah, I was probably wiping my ass for a month
with mildew.
Baby wipes with mildew
it's
on.
Got mold.
Was that for the nephew that was just here?
No. We have baby wipes. I like baby wipes. We don't have your fancy bidets. We got baby wipes here. I prefer it.
Then do you dry after the baby wipe?
I do. I like to be dry.
You get the rolled up dingleberries from your organic
toilet
paper.
That's my issue. That's an issue. And I will say that the old bathroom at work, the handy crapper, that was better because you were perfectly private there. You could use as many wet paper towels as you wanted and then dry up with a dry paper towel. You never had any of that trouble. But it became a little more complicated if you were in the communal bathroom to do that because you would either have to plan ahead by taking a couple of wet paper towels in with you or it's a problem.
Or wait till someone comes in.
I ask you.
You take baby wipes with you to work?
No, I do not. That's what I'm saying. And now this new building, there's only one bathroom for the whole floor. There's at least 60 people up there.
Is it in like the middle of the floor? So when you go drop a douche, you stink out the...
No, I mean, it's well done. Although the whole bathroom smells like old keys.
old keys.
I think it's the water or the plumbing or something like that, but it smells like old keys. Because I went in there on my first day and I was, you know.
Wanted to break in the place?
Yeah. And it smelled like old keys in there, and I just assumed that's what somebody smelled like. But I've been in there subsequently when no one has been in there, and it still smelled like old keys. There was a guy having really bad diarrhea the Tuesday that I was in there.
Really?
It was terrible.
That's
always
the worst.
Like somebody was pouring water into the toilet, and then the whole place smelled like a dirty diaper mixed with old keys. Not good. Not good. You shouldn't be at work if that's happening to you.
Well, you really shouldn't. What are you going to do? You got to offload the excess.
But I talked to the vice president about it, who I happened to be standing in the urinal next to. And he assured me, I was talking to him about the amount of stalls per employee count on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He assured me that they were meeting whatever threshold it was they're required to meet as an employer.
Whatever Pakistani kind of...
Well, it's three stalls. I don't think that's enough for potentially 30 different guys. Three stalls. Do you think that's enough?
But this isn't...
I don't think three stalls is enough for me.
Come on. Siri, we're trying to be serious here.
This, yeah, but these are 30 stalls for...
Three stalls, not 30.
Sorry, three stalls for a work environment. We're not talking about, like, you know...
A bar.
Concert for, I don't know, Clint Black or some kind of country show.
Right.
Where everyone's drinking and everyone's going to be needing to take a leak every 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you're also not at a Clint Black show for 8 hours. It only seems like 8 hours when you're at a Clint Black show. You're there for 8 hours, 5 days a week. Well, some of the poorer saps are. I'm only there for 3 days a week. But
have you had issues like with lines out of the bathroom?
No, but it's not a full house yet.
Have you gone in there to drop a deuce and not had immediate access?
No, I've had immediate access. But it's not a full house yet. That's the thing. There's still a lot of empty cubes that are going to be filled up.
So if someone were to put X-lax in the coffee, there'd be serious trouble.
Yeah, or what'd they do in Wedding Crashers? That was like saline solution or re-wetting drops. Did you see that?
That was like a diuretic, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. But they had it in a saline bottle or something?
Right.
Okay, so regular re-wetting drops wouldn't do that. Because all it is really just... It's just salt water, basically, right?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I wondered about that.
I think that was something that made him poop.
Yes. Yeah.
Specifically.
Have you seen the Hangover?
No. No, I heard it was really funny, though.
I know you don't go to the movies. Yeah, I would like to see it, but yeah, I don't think I want to go back to the movie. Speaking of dirty diapers, there were a lot of kids at Up.
I did see Up, though.
You did see it?
Yes.
Okay, so what did you think?
I thought it was cute. I don't know. It was all right. You're really pushing the imagination when a house can get lifted by a big bunch of balloons.
You know it's a cartoon, right?
Right.
Okay.
And in 3D. I saw the 3D one.
And was it?
It helped a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who did you go with?
My mom, sister, and Jen.
Okay. Why would you go to that?
The ladies really wanted to see it.
Really? Do they see other Pixars?
Have you ever heard the phrase, have a nice time?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of them.
He just completely ignored that.
Yeah.
So you're okay with children's cartoons then?
I think the only other Pixar cartoon I've seen in the theater recently was I saw Toy Story, the original one, in the theater.
You saw that in the theater?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, no interest in that.
But I think...
Was that Pixar?
That was Pixar.
Okay.
Because there was a preview for the next Toy Story.
What are they up to now? 9?
3 or 4.
Oh, Christ.
I saw the original Toy Story in the theater.
You did? Well, your kids.
Yeah,
your kids.
Yeah. Yeah, and I had to do that stuff then.
Right.
Now I don't have to.
No. Yeah, I would not. I mean, the only reason we went is for the nephew. There's no other reason. If I was going to the theater, it would have been to see The Hangover. And even that, I don't think I'd go to see.
The previous Pixar was WALL-E. I didn't see that in the theater.
Yeah.
I saw it at home.
Yeah. Did you like it?
It was okay.
I've heard good things about that, too. But I just, if it was anything like Up, it's fine. I don't need to see it. I mean, Up wasn't a terrible movie, but I see 10 movies every 3 months that were better than Up.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was nothing special.
People were talking about it like it's the greatest thing in the world and crying. And
I heard about the crying, too. I don't know what the crying was all about. I
think it was when he found the scrapbook and then finally looked past the things I want to do portion. And it all had to do with him and his wife being together. And he thought he had let her down. It's played by Ed Asner. Ed Adner, Asner's voice. Lou Grant.
Yeah.
And the kid is played by Mumia Abu-Jamal or whatever. Isn't that the guy that Ed Asner tried to get off for like 10 years? Didn't he kill a cop in Philly or something?
I don't know.
Do you not even know the name?
I know the name sounds familiar because we were talking about who the character actually looked like after the movie.
Oh, the Asian kid?
And No. The Ed Asner character.
Okay.
And my mom's like, it doesn't look like Ed Asner. It looks like so-and-so. And I'm like, I have no idea who you're talking about, Mom.
Right.
But, yeah, I really don't know.
I think it's Mumia Abdul Jamal was some cop killer or something like that. And Ed Asner used to do all these Amnesty International things trying to get him off.
Is that the same guy from Bill Cosby show?
Malcolm Jamal Abu. Yeah.
Mumia. Jamal Warner?
Yeah. Malcolm Jamal Warner. No. Different person.
Okay.
I think. So anyways,
Did he play basketball?
Enjoy Up. No, I don't think he played
Kareem
basketball.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
You know what? They're not all black people are good at basketball, okay? Josh, are you a moneylender?
No.
Thank you.
Nothing to do with basketball. It was just the name.
Oh.
The Nation of Islam name.
Oh.
With the three names.
It's not necessarily just the Nation of Islam, because I don't think a lot of those guys are Nation of Islam. I think they actually converted to Muslims.
Right.
Not the...
What's the difference between Nation of Islam and Muslim?
Because it's more... Because Nation of Islam, I believe, is only blacks, whereas Islam is only terrorists, I think.
Oh, okay.
Is that true? No, but I think Islam is more all-encompassing, whereas you're not expected to hand out papers at an intersection.
I think someone in Syria just is going to be jihading you in the next couple minutes. Let's be honest.
They're not even listening to this. They're not allowed.
And if they are, fuck them.
Somebody was handing out newspapers a couple blocks from here. Not a couple blocks. About a half a mile from here. But it was like a La Raza or something. It wasn't a Nation of Islam thing. I think it was a La Raza thing.
Was that supposed to be some kind of Mexican fundamentalist?
Maybe. You know what La Raza is, right?
No.
It means the race. It's us. It's Spanish.
White people?
No. Us meaning a Hispanic person is saying La Raza.
Oh, okay.
La Raza. Yeah. So anyways, that's what you always see things like that. In New Orleans, they used to have the Nation of Islam guys handing out the same newspaper.
Dressed up in suits and bow ties.
The bow ties, yeah. Yeah.
They had them in Akron, Ohio as well.
Did they?
Yeah.
Nice. Back when you were there?
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So it's been going on for a while.
You know, even if you ask, they won't clean your windshield.
Even with the newspaper, a newspaper would be good because
that's
it doesn't
right.
make
streaks. That was my thought.
Oh, Christ.
Got a few bugs here.
I wonder if they charge you for that.
They just won't do it.
I wonder if you're a white guy, if you ask for the paper, if they'll give it to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Blue-eyed devil. I don't know.
Not only did I not ask, but I would not have accepted.
Do you, Bob, have anything on tap for the next couple of weeks? Any trips?
I think we're going to drive up the Apache Trail Friday.
Where's the Apache Trail?
You know, you drive to Tortilla Flat and then continue along the dirt road and that's not a metaphor, continue along the dirt road to the Roosevelt Dam.
Oh, okay. In your car?
Yeah.
You and your wife?
Uh-huh.
She took Friday off as well?
Yeah.
She's not working 4/10s too, is she?
No.
So you guys can spend more time together?
Yeah.
You know what you should do is load a couple of these on your iPod and plug it in. And don't even preface it. Just plug it in. See what she says.
Yeah. who are these fucking idiots and why do you have this?
And why does one of them sound like you?
Yeah.
How about you? You got anything planned for the next couple of weeks? What's going on? You got any trips planned?
Not till July. July 4th.
Well, July's coming up.
July 4th is Seattle, Washington.
For the whole weekend?
For about 4 days.
That sounds good.
What's going on up there?
It's the conference, the mid-year conference for Jen's company.
For the Bible sales?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that'd be fun. They always have some entertainment and stuff at those.
Yeah,
things.
I'm looking forward to Seattle.
Yeah.
Now, are you
going
to see
nice.
Those people that are always fighting and move to Kansas or whatever? Are they going to be there? Are they still with that company? Didn't they move to Kansas? That couple that you did the Winnebago trip with?
Kansas.
Didn't they move?
Oh, yeah, they did. They moved to Tennessee.
Tennessee.
No, they're gone, man. They'll probably be there.
They work for the company still.
Right, they still work for the company, but...
The woman's like 6'5", the guy's like 4'2".
She's what? Tall, blonde, thin. He looks like me, only a little bit not as heavy. And she towers over him.
And they have a kid, right?
She has a kid.
She has a kid. Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying anything.
It was Josh's surprise 30th birthday about a year and a half ago. We made the mistake of showing up early, not knowing anybody that was there at the time. His girlfriend had rigged up this whole thing. And then this lady, the 6'5 or whatever, she decides that it's a good idea at a party to put Tool on. So she's like, oh, this is good. I will put Tool on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, for mixed company. Yeah, let's throw some Tool on. Because I guess the Show Me on the Doll disc was scratched or something. So, and then I was like, yeah, this person, I'm not dealing with somebody who's
Tool?
Particularly bright at this point. You must have a Tool CD.
No.
No?
I've got one of the singles on my MP3 player.
I don't know. Somebody had a Tool CD. Maybe they were her CDs. I don't know. But she thought it was a good idea. So all this heavy guitar and you're trying to have conversations and me, I'm trying to avoid everybody and it was a nightmare. So anyways, didn't strike me as particularly bright. But it
because
was a good, it was
because
a good
she liked Tool or
no, I don't have a problem with liking Tool, but music is very contextual, and the context for Tool is not a mixed party.
And you would have preferred,
you know what? I don't even care. I was fine without music, but I think it needs to be something light and something that is barely audible when it's a party.
He was probably thinking of something more mainstream. But something that would add to the atmosphere instead of changing.
You know, I'm
it
right
completely.
Here and I can express my own opinion.
The Backdoor Boys?
No, not the Backdoor. I don't even know what the Backdoor Boys are. But it's just not, a party is not Tool time. Let's put it that way. Tool is something that's good for driving, for working out, or if you're home, not really super paying attention, if you just want to throw some music on while you do something, Tool is great for that. Tool is not great for having a conversation, I don't think.
Maybe she had different opinions than you did.
Well, apparently she did, but I just don't think she was very bright. What's her name? Where does she live? What's her address?
Tennessee.
Nah, just what town in Tennessee? Nashville or Memphis?
I think it's closer to Nashville.
Okay. That's a better part of the state than Memphis.
Yeah.
I don't plan on visiting anytime soon.
No, that's good. He had the pleasure of taking a trip with them in a motorhome. And apparently they fight all the time.
Really?
And there's a kid involved.
Well, of course, because she's hunched over, for fuck's sake,
probably.
Walking around in the motorhome. She's
but
very,
she ragdolls the husband
she's
all the
very
time
uncomfortable.
Whenever he smarts up.
I swear, I bet she would kick the shit out of him.
Oh, it's funny. And they both work for that company, right? Selling Gideon's?
Yeah, she does. She hasn't really worked in a while.
Oh, she hasn't?
But she was. That's how they met.
So he works for the company.
He does.
He's raking it in.
He does well.
Is he at your loathes level?
No, nobody is.
She's a real seller, huh?
She's it's pretty ridiculous.
Could she sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves?
She could probably sell it could be like made of period blood and that'd be okay.
How does she do that? You know, I think you guys let me get away with far too much. You should call me on my bullshit more often. Like the whole ketchup popsicle and the woman. There's no such thing as a ketchup popsicle.
But there could be.
Yeah, it's okay to call me. I think that's good. It adds to the show.
I considered it, and it's not actually that bad of an idea.
Especially okay. If you're eating the ketchup popsicle with a meat popsicle.
God, that would be revolting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just wouldn't. I would not eat a ketchup popsicle with a hot dog popsicle because it's just not right to put ketchup on a hot dog.
Right. No, I'm not big on the ketchup.
Would you eat ketchup on a hot dog, Bob?
Sure.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Only ketchup?
I have. Yeah.
As an adult?
That was
the thing I liked as a kid. But
yeah,
as an
probably.
Adult,
I prefer mustard.
Yeah, mustard and relish.
Yeah.
No, but I do ketchup and mustard on like a brat.
I don't find it
like
revolting.
A sausage?
I would never put ketchup on a brat.
No. I'd never, but no. Ketchup is strictly for fries, bacon sandwiches,
yeah.
Fried egg sandwiches, or...
See, fried eggs. Ketchup on eggs is good for me. Scrambled
and
eggs.
And burgers. But other than that, I don't really use ketchup too much.
I prefer
prime rib.
Mustard.
Prime rib's good with ketchup.
No. Jesus Christ.
So so not too much planned. Well, that's 2 weeks out, right? Is your
it's
weekend?
A couple weeks out.
Next
There's
weekend.
Other vacations later on in the year.
What else you got going? What's on tap? What do we got? Where are you going?
Well, there's another trip with Jen's company that's in September.
Which is where? Is that the big one?
That's the big one this year, yeah.
Which will be in Dallas?
That'll be in Genoa.
So just salami.
This area just north of Genoa.
In Italy. But she has to sell a certain amount for that?
She's already done that.
Okay. She's reached that pinnacle?
She's probably doubled it.
Really?
Probably.
Who is she finding to sell to?
There's a lot of people in Casa Grande, Florence.
She drives down there and sells to them.
Yeah.
Does she have aides? Like selling aides, like you know, dioramas of people dying or needing supplemental insurance, bless you. Or does she have like a Nike shoebox with, what does she do? What does she use? It's all words or what?
No, she has a folder that has a number of articles about cancer and heart disease and all the shit that would make someone want to buy insurance
right.
for cancer. Or accidents.
They have special cancer insurance?
It's a cancer policy with an ICU rider. So if you go in the ICU, you get a certain payout.
Are you familiar with any of this stuff?
Yeah, I'm not interested.
You used to sell.
I sold multiple things.
Care? You sold care facilities or something?
No. No.
One of your worst jobs you told us about.
Yeah.
Early in the show. You worked for a lady who used to sell pharmaceuticals who did nothing. She was your manager.
No, it was a... In acute care hospital, once you've overstayed your
right
welcome in a large facility.
So you'd have to go to the smaller place that you were trying to?
Yeah, and you could stay there for an extended period.
Okay. So that's sales.
Yeah.
Our steam company has very similar products.
Who does?
Our company.
We sell stuff like she sells?
No. We have it. It's offered to us.
Oh, through the...
Yeah, but it's outside company stuff.
Yeah, that the alternative benefits or whatever. I'm not interested in any of that shit.
Yeah.
How much does this cost you? Because obviously you were one of her first customers. She made you promises, which is why you purchased it, and now you're getting married.
I think the accident policy was about $40 a month, and the cancer policy was about $40 a month.
So you're on the cancer too?
Uh-huh.
So you're sending them $80 a month.
I'm not paying for it.
Who's paying for it?
She is.
She's paying for it for you?
Yeah.
Does she pay for it for all of her clients and that's how she makes all the money, but then she turns around and has to spend it, right?
She pays for me and her parents.
Well, that's nice of her. And that's not tax deductible. It is.
We're employees.
You're employees of that company?
I'm an employee of hers, and so is her mom.
I don't know how this works. You still driving around with that thing on your door?
Now I am, yeah.
And how much do you get for that?
You get
mileage, right?
55 cents a mile.
Well, that's pretty good. How do I go about getting one of those on my car? I don't drive enough miles.
I don't think it would really make a difference.
The Lotus Jetta is almost a year old. It'll be a year old in a couple of months. 4,500 miles.
Very nice.
Wow.
And that factors in, we took it to California and back.
You let her drive around the block a couple times? What's the deal?
She works out of the house. I mean, we're
she's a very good driver.
She's fine. We're gonna turn that car in, and it's probably not going to have 20,000 miles on it after 4 years. Might have 25,000. But we paid for 40, I think. She's going to be way under that. Hmm. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. I think I'm up at 3,300, I think, and I've had the car 7 months.
Is the new commute, is that going to mess up your mileage?
Not really, because I'm telecommuting twice a week.
That's right.
So I'll be going there. It is a 17-mile jaunt for me, though.
It was like from home to downtown, it was like 14, 15.
For you.
For me, yeah.
For me, it was 8. So
well,
I
now,
another 9.
Now it's 6, 6.5.
But it takes how
That's
long?
Great.
20 minutes?
Nah.
How long?
10, 15.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good.
What do you hop on the 101?
No.
55 Avenue or something?
Surface streets.
The whole way.
Yeah.
What street is it at? What east-west street is it at?
East-west is Thunderbird.
Thunderbird?
Where your new place is?
Yeah.
Oh, right, so you just have to go straight down Thunderbird then.
Just west of the 101, right?
Yeah, just.
Yeah, so do you just go down Thunderbird then?
I can.
That's not how you go.
No.
How do you go?
Cactus and then take a quick loop.
And that's faster?
Yeah.
It's taking me 25 minutes. That's not too bad. For 17 miles in traffic, 25 minutes.
That so, drive to the new building where right. you're at, for me,
right.
is 35, 36 miles.
Right. So probably an hour and 15 minutes.
Depending on traffic, anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, you know, depending on what you get into.
So have you been approached by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
I have not.
Have you? At work?
No, not since...
There were some conspicuous pamphlets around the place that I guess is going to be torn down or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In Mesa there?
Yeah, there were pamphlets out on the table over there.
I wonder who put them out. So we've got some Mormons among us. Then,
obviously, yeah.
I don't think you can do that. Isn't that illegal? I guess if you lay them out, it's okay, but you can't post them.
Well, you know what? If I put, I could put out information that would raise an eyebrow that would not be okay
for your motorcycle club or something.
Yeah, for whatever, and there's a definite double standard.
Yeah,
even things that are sites that are blocked. Something I might find offensive that's open
right.
and available to me,
right?
And something I find that I'm just trying to look up some info that it's blocked for offensive content, in which the content is purely subjective.
What are they blocking you for? What are you trying to see?
Yeah, I'm not. I can't put a title
like
on it.
Motorcycle things or what?
Sometimes.
Well,
but it's not even. It's news source things.
Right.
That you look for.
Is Facebook unblocked for everybody at work now, or just for certain people?
Just certain people.
You're in a certain user group or something.
They gave me a static IP
okay.
specifically for the sites I can have access to.
Okay. He's got us
I have
all
access to like 30 of them
Facebook.
Though. Like you name the social networking site and I have access to it.
You on MySpace?
MySpace, Facebook, Flickr.
I don't think anybody uses
fucker.
MySpace.
Well,
all of them.
That's kind
of Flickr, fucker. Are you doing Twitter?
Twitter.
Are you doing Twitter?
I have a tweet account, yeah.
Do you tweet on behalf of our company?
Not very much.
But you have? You're not supposed to mention the name of the company. Oh, now I got to edit.
Now you got to go through and find that.
Oh, it's right around an hour and 15, 19 minutes. What are you doing? You know you're not supposed to do that.
You're going to have to edit a couple things out. I've said that name twice during
the
broadcast.
What name?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the first I noticed.
Of work?
It. Yeah.
Oh,
Christ, I can't listen to this whole thing.
That's the first I noticed it.
People can forget it. I'm not fucking editing it. I don't care. Fuck it.
No, you really probably need to.
I don't know where else it is. I'll do the 119, but I don't know where the other one. I don't think you have.
I have.
Really?
But I wasn't. In that the, jump- I was trying to like inject my points in the conversation, and I just blurted it out like a Tourette syndrome.
Nice. Oh boy.
That's good.
Great. Okay, well 119 I'll beep it out, but I don't know what that. What are you doing? You're unpolished. You're supposed to be professional here.
What's the difference?
Well, Bob's a man of respect in that place.
They put Bob in a room that's on the complete opposite
side. He's got bugs.
Of people.
He's got bugs over there. He's got big roaches crawling in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. He's like Milton Wadhams from Office Space.
Absolutely.
They just stuck him someplace and they said, oh, while you're at it, here's some bug spray. Take care of business. It's terrible.
I had to stop and buy cleaning supplies before I could move in.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. So, all right, what else we got? So you're going to Seattle. I'm going to San Francisco next weekend. It's a big parade. Not sure what it's for. Let you know how that goes. Something about chaps. And
you're right.
I was
going to
say, if you're wearing assless chaps and a dildo on your head, I don't want to.
And you're riding
pictures.
On the hood of a Miata.
No, it'll be a real dick on my head. Actually. So we'll see how that goes. I've never been to San Francisco before, so we'll see.
Oh,
how
it's
that
a
is.
Fun town.
I've heard that it is. And is it true that everything that happens in San Francisco stays in San Francisco?
No, it gets published.
I sure
it
hope
gets
so.
Published.
You should go see the show Beach Blanket Babylon.
You know, that's the thing, is this lady that I used to work with, she now lives in Oakland, so we may hook up with her and her husband. And I said, on Saturday night, we're going to see a comedy show. Maybe we should have dinner on Sunday. She sends me an email back asking me, oh, what's the comedy show you're going to see, Beach Blanket Bingo? And no, we're going to see Jimmy Dore on Saturday night. And I was like, no, we're going to go see Jimmy Dore. I suggest you look him up on YouTube before you decide whether or not you're going to go, because he's not for everybody. He's political, and some people would find him a little bit angry. I don't want to be the one that's responsible for you having a shitty time, so do your homework. And I haven't heard back from her, but I'm not going to see Beach Blanket Babylon Bingo. What is it?
Babylon.
So what is that?
It's a show that was started by a gay dude a long time ago. It has a lot of political and current events commentary.
Huh.
And it's kept up to date.
Is it Harvey Fierstein? Torch Song Trilogy?
He was one of the original.
Was he really?
He should be. If not, he should be.
That might actually be kind of fun.
Yeah, but I didn't know about it. And I really didn't. I thought it would be a good idea to go see comedy as well while we were there, but I really bought it as the tickets as kind of a way to give to the Loth for Mother's Day. So she would look at it and think, oh, that's great. We're going to go see this guy. And then think about, okay, this punchline, this isn't San Francisco. What does this mean as to a much larger gift? So nice. And I got my Father's Day gifts today as well. It was a World's Greatest Dad bookmark. And, what else did you get me? It was a book of McDonald's coupons. Very nice.
Very nice. She's trying to kill you now.
No, she gave me very nice gifts. I got a massage gift card. I got T-shirt. She bought me an ice cream cake. All sorts of nice stuff. She's good salt of the earth person. So that's what I got for Father's Day. Very
can
happy.
Can I look at your stuff before I leave?
What, do you want to look at my stuff?
Yeah.
You mean the stuff I got for Father's
Day?
Yes. Sure.
I'd like to look at something.
Some kind of gift?
Yeah.
Yeah. That my dogs apparently gave me.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah. Well, this is the biggest effort we've made for a Mother's Day or a Father's Day ever. And so I just thought it would be nice to get a trip this summer to get away from the oppressive heat. And I thought that the Mother's Day would be a nice way to couch it. So
I may be buying everyone dinner
tonight.
I may.
It's possible.
It's
are you
possible.
Going to the gymnasium today?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Should probably wrap this. You got something else, or are you about to say something?
San Francisco's got some really cool weather in the summertime.
Yeah, it's like 60 degrees at night or during the day.
No, it gets really warm during the day.
I've looked at Weather Channel, and it reads like 58 at night, 62 during the day.
Really?
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's when I was there. I was there this time of the year last year.
Well, and my friend was saying, like, in May, it got up into the 90s for a couple of days. But that's
in July
anomaly.
Last year, it was in the 90s during the day. And then the fog will roll in, and you're like, what the hell happened to the city?
Is it humid there?
It's a fog.
With the fog, that would mean humidity.
Absolutely.
So it's humid.
Very humid.
Ugh, I don't like that. And there's different parts of town, I guess, where you get different levels of sunlight. There's parts of town where they get no sunlight.
Really?
Because it's almost always foggy in those parts of town. It's weird. It's very weird. So I've never been. Have you been there?
At certain parts of the year.
And from what I looked at from the average temps on Weather Channel, the warmest average month in San Francisco is actually September, which is very odd.
The Indian summer?
Yeah, pretty much. But that's on a regular basis, as long as they've been keeping statistics. September is the warmest month. That just seems so odd.
It is on my short list of places to go, though.
It was either going to be San Francisco or Seattle, which is why I found it interesting that Josh is going to Seattle.
Yeah, that would be good, too.
But easy. I didn't know that I could... It's fine. We're not using your last name, Zorn, so don't worry about it. But what's that?
Zornstein.
But the but I just didn't know whether I could count on Seattle for no rain, because I didn't want to get stuck with rain. And I know August is not a rainy month in Seattle, but June, it could go either way, so you just don't know. But I figured San Francisco would be better, shorter flight, so we'll be fine. I think it's more expensive, though.
Where are you staying?
Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah.
I think
Sheraton
San Fran
Hotel.
I think that's got to be one of the most expensive cities.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
Well, I got a really good deal on a hotel. It was $85 a night.
Really?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, in general, the town is expensive.
Yeah, to do stuff. So, and I think we might rent Segways, go on a Segway tour and that kind of stuff. So
that'll be interesting.
Segway?
We might rent bicycles and maybe take them across the Golden Gate Bridge. There seems like a lot of cool things to do.
Yeah,
so.
Don't do Segways.
Why not?
You're going to look like a jackass.
That's fine. I look like a jackass every day of my life.
Segways would be fun, I think.
I think so, too. I think they'd be a good idea. I think they'd be better than an electric bike, because they rent out electric bikes as well. Mopeds, basically.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I was thinking of taking a helicopter ride, but that's going to be somewhat expensive, and I don't know what my reaction would be on a helicopter.
After you vomited and shit your pants?
Well, that's I don't know about the shitting the pants, but have you ever been on a helicopter?
No.
Or in a helicopter? No. Have you? How was it? What's the feeling?
I was a kid.
Oh, so.
But I remember it being very loud.
Yeah.
And that was shaking the whole thing.
Yeah, I've seen it on TV. The news guy, and is the propellers making that noise? The whole helicopter's got vibration going.
Well, yeah, it shakes back and forth. I mean, it can't stay in one stationary, even when it's not moving. Still basically rocks, but I'm just wondering.
It wasn't bad though, it was fun.
Yeah, but you were a kid, so
yeah, things change.
I used to be able to go I remember as a kid going deep sea fishing, not getting seasick at all.
Yeah,
now I get seasick easily.
Then you hit 30 and you get in the bathtub and vomit
pretty much. So if, because it's like, it would be like $500 for the two of us to go on a helicopter. And if all I did the whole time was just wait for it to be over, it's probably not a good thing to spend $500 on.
You should go do the Alcatraz tour instead.
Yeah, I don't think we're doing that, because that shoots at least half a day, and we're not going to be there that long. So I think we're going to go hiking and probably do either regular bikes across the Golden Gate Bridge, because they have a deal where you can rent a bike in Fisherman's Wharf, take it across Golden Gate Bridge to Sausalito, leave the bike there, and take the ferry home. So might do something like that. And then there's all kinds of Segway tours and that kind of stuff. So, but we actually have to get going on what we're going to do, because I'd like to have a decent idea before we get there and find out that, you know, oh, no, you needed to let us know a week ago that you wanted to do this. So.
Yeah.
What's the name of that famous street in San Francisco?
Lombard.
Lombard Street, yeah.
If you look at it on a map, it looks straight. But I guess in actuality, it's just constant switchbacks.
Yeah.
There's down. One little section.
Oh, just one little section that
right.
switchbacks?
Uh-huh. Very small.
But you get very, very drunk and try to jog down.
It's yeah. actually easier to walk there because there'll be a line of cars to try to get up there.
Right. It's weird because you look at a map and that doesn't give you any, like a Google map. Because I went and made a map for us of all the places we need to think about going just to kind of get an idea of how it's laid out. It's very weird. Everything's concentrated on the east side to central, whereas almost nothing is on the west side. Maybe that's where they don't get much sunshine. I don't know, because that's right out to the Pacific. But there doesn't seem to be that much. I mean, I know that people live out there, but there doesn't seem to be that many attractions out there.
So. I wasn't on the west side of town either.
You never even went out there? Where'd you stay?
Right by
Union
Square.
Okay. Those are the two big places. Union Square and Fisherman's Wharf are the places that people usually stay. And I couldn't find a deal at a hotel in Fisherman's Wharf, Union Square, so we went to Fisherman's Wharf instead. So we'll see how it is. I'm sure I'll have
are
stories
you gonna,
for the next time.
Stand at the Haight-Ashbury.
You know what? I don't even know if we're going to go there because it doesn't seem convenient to any of the other places we want to go.
Where is that? Where is it?
It's a little. I think it's a little further west than most places we plan to go. I don't know what area of town it's called.
What was the deal with Haight-Ashbury?
It's where the hippie movement started, right?
Yeah.
Or it's credited as starting. The Beatniks.
Grateful Dead had a house there for a while.
Did they?
Kind of hung out, smoked pot.
I think probably anywhere they hung out, they smoked pot.
Yeah.
Probably, huh?
Are you going to visit the Main Street? I think
is your ringer part-time lover?
No, that was something from NFL Films.
Okay. You know that's on the Stevie Wonder?
Uh-huh.
What were you asking me?
What would Josh listen to? 180 degrees. Do you have a Stevie Wonder as your ringer on your phone?
It sounded like da-dun-dun-da-dun-dun. That's what it sounded like. What were you going to ask me?
Main Street, where the big gay section is?
I don't know.
Isn't that what it is, Main Street?
You ask
He's
as
never
if I
been
would.
There.
I've never been. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought isn't the city like 60% gay? I wouldn't think they'd be confined to a specific area.
No, there is one area. I think it is called Main Street or Market Street. And there's just the big, you know, usually you see like the little rainbow flags
right.
flying outside someone's window. This is a flagpole, full out, rainbow, big, full-size rainbow flag.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll make our way there. I don't know.
Chaz Bono.
Who's that?
Chastity Bono.
Oh, does she live there?
I don't know. I just thought I'd say the name.
Chaz is that what her friends call her?
That's what she's going to
go
by now.
So let's wrap this bitch up since the topic of Chastity Bono came up with the Dichotomy 5, which is a new segment that I'm sure Josh is unaware of since he doesn't really listen to the show.
And the beautiful thing is you can participate without being aware.
Yeah, true. But it's new. It's a fairly new segment. So I give you, I ask five questions. There's only two possible answers to the questions. There's no asking me to clarify what I mean by them. I just ask the question, you give me an answer. And I start with Bob, then I read you the same question as him, then I go from you back to him, and then it goes like this. So you're not really at a disadvantage or at an advantage to think. First question is to Bob. Idi Amin or Robert Mugabe?
Amin.
Josh, Amin or Mugabe?
I'd have to probably go with the first one.
Who's that?
Idi Amin.
Idi Amin. Okay, good.
Da-da.
Josh, Jessica Alba or Jessica Biel?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go Alba.
Bob.
Alba. Biel's got a bigger ass.
Bob, Mexican or Italian?
Mexican.
Italian.
Josh, cock or balls?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go balls.
All right, Bob, cock or balls?
Cock.
Bob, Munsters or Adam's Family?
Adam's Family.
Josh.
Definitely the Munsters.
Munsters? That's it? All right. See, five questions. That's it. You don't have to think about it too much. Last week we sprung on Bob and Scott one dick or two, and they thought that was kind of funny. So, because there's really no good way out of that one, and that's the whole idea, pretty much with the cock and balls.
Which family had the Dragula, the Munsters or the Adams family?
The Dracula?
Dragula.
What's a Dragula?
It was a car made out of a coffin.
That was the Munsters.
Was it?
That was Grandpa's. Grandpa's car.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say that Grandpa was actually...
And who designed those cars for the Munsters?
I don't know. Who did?
George Barris.
Who's that?
He's an old-time hot rod guy.
Is he?
And then Rob Zombie made a song called Dragula.
They were more... That I remember. The Munsters were a little more caricature-y than the Addams Family. I mean, well, the dad was Frankenstein and... Mom was Bride of Frankenstein.
Right.
They were a little more cartoony, I think.
But the Addams Family, I had this strange attraction for...
Pugsley?
No, yeah. Cousin
Wednesday?
Cousin It. No. For the mom, what was her name?
On that show? I don't know. I know the mom on the Munsters was Yvonne DiCarlo, but I don't know the one.
I know
she was
Angelica.
Lovey. No, she wasn't lovey, but he used to kiss her arm the whole time.
Yeah.
Angelica Houston played the actress. Was the actress who played it in the movie?
In the movie, yeah.
John
Astin was Gomez Adams, yeah. Right?
At one time, married to Patty Duke.
John Astin was?
Yeah.
Oh, he was the Astin and Patty Duke Astin?
Yes.
I didn't realize.
And
that.
He is actually the father of
Sean Astin.
Sean Astin. Yeah.
Is he the guy from Rudy?
Rudy.
Yes.
That's his dad?
Yes.
He's got to be. He was considerably older than Patty Duke, I would think, huh?
Well, I don't know. She's no spring chicken, man. She's got to be.
Gosh, how Sean Astin has fallen.
She's probably 70.
Well, he was in that. He was in the Lord of the Rings.
You've got Goonies. You've got Rudy, and then Lord of the Rings. And now what is he doing? Like after school specials where he's a baseball coach.
Yeah, but Lord of the Rings wasn't that long ago, was it?
10 years ago.
Oh, the last one was more recent than that, wasn't it? Loth, when's the most recent Goonies?
Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings, like 4 years ago?
Probably 6 to 7.
It's that old.
But the original was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I guess. Well, he's made his money. Leave the guy alone. He can do whatever he wants now. He's getting kind of chunky, though, huh?
He was pretty chubby. And
who was he? Gollum? Or I don't know anything about those movies.
He was Sam.
Sam.
Samwise Genji, the little hobbit who helped out Frodo.
Oh, I don't know.
He was his gardener.
Who was Frodo?
Don't know.
Main character.
Okay, fine. I know that, but what was Frodo?
A hobbit?
Frodo was a hobbit. Who played that? He wasn't CGI.
Elijah Wood.
Oh, okay. And then...
Sam was a hobbit also.
And who's the guy based on the Russian Prime Minister? Not Yeltsin, the other guy. Who's the other guy? Who's the guy now? He's not even the president. Boris? No, not Boris.
Putin.
Putin. Vladimir Putin considered suing the guys. I think he said that Gollum looked a lot like him. Was Gollum bald?
He's bald. He has like a few strands of hair and no teeth.
Right. If you put them side by side, there is some resemblance. But he had a problem with that, apparently. So
It's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Yeah. How many times do you think you said then? Yeah, I'm not going to talk. Okay, so that's going to do it then? Episode 33?
I was done quite a while ago.
It's getting late. We thank Josh for joining us, late as he may have been. And as always, we're very thankful for Bob and his contributions to the show and civilization in general.
Yeah.
For the Loath,
yeah.
I'm Justin Goff. Be nice to dogs.
Chimpanzee. 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 Chimpanzee.